It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Sometimes it feels like we live in the age of relentless self-promotion. Everybody's talking about themselves on social media, and then there are those endless selfies. But you don't need to buy into all of the social media self-hype to be a success. David Zweig says a lot of people are a lot happier when their work is invisible to the larger public. His new book is called Invisibles. He spoke with David Hyde about it, and they started with a story about this familiar song.
That is, of course, Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks. And David Zweig, I love that song, but why do you write about it in your book?
I write about When the Levee Breaks because Andy Johns, a name you probably are not familiar with, was a key component in getting that sound that is so famous today. Andy Johns was a recording engineer, and his job was to capture the magic that all the musicians in the studio to get that sound on tape. And he recorded Led Zeppelin IV. Jimmy Page, as the producer of Led Zeppelin, certainly was involved in orchestrating the band's overall sound and how they recorded. But Andy Johns, as the sound engineer, figured out a way of getting that giant drum sound on tape. They hung two microphones over a banister in a staircase. The band was recording in this manor house, and in the English countryside. And to get this just cavernous sound, they actually had the microphones hung really far away from the kit, so it picks up all this room sound. And then they add a bunch of tape delay and some other fancy stuff to the kit. But this was really revolutionary at the time, the way they recorded the drums. And still to this day, nothing really sounds like that.
And your point here is that Andy Johns is one example of the folks that you are calling invisibles, people who maybe they changed history, but they did it behind the scenes. They didn't take credit for it, and yet they're successful and happy people. You also write in the book, it's called Invisibles, The Power of Anonymous Work in an Age of Relentless Self-Promotion. You write about the age of relentless self-promotion. So what's that?
We are in a time today where it seems that attention seems to be valued above nearly all else. You know, people willing to humiliate themselves to get on a reality TV show, to seemingly all of us spending so much time online where we're all kind of secretly always hoping for more and more likes on every post you make and ever more followers, that gaining attention for ourselves, kind of the larger message of our culture, is that this is going to make you feel good, to make you happy, and also that this is how you need to get ahead in business. You need to build a platform. You need to raise your profile. And the message of the book, from you can see from story after story of these different people whom I call invisibles, that who are incredibly successful in a really wide range of fields, and that they got there by doing the opposite.
Mm. It seems like there's, though, also this history of anxiety about that change in the self that you were talking about, that Warren Sussman talked about. Cultural critic Christopher Lash wrote a book several years ago, The Culture of Narcissism, sort of in the late 70s, worrying about this. Lash basically was building on a sociology book from the 1950s called The Lonely Crowd. And all these books are basically saying that people are becoming too other-directed. They're too worried about seeking others' approval. So what's new in this latest iteration, do you think?
Well, I think what's different today from, 100 years ago and even from, 10 years ago is because of our communications technology today, that there is this what largely is an illusion of the ability for people to become famous and gain more and more attention. Now, of course, we all have there's this notion of micro celebrity today, and we all have the ability to reach more people. But there's a difference between that ability and the actuality in that. You know, the reality is most people are not going to be famous. The reality is most people do not have thousands of, people following them online. So there's this kind of like carrot dangling in front of everyone. And what I argue is that this environment really both enables and amplifies what is sort of this intrinsic tendency to want to get attention. And this notion that it feels good when people notice things that you do. It feels good when you do a post online and a whole bunch of people like it or whatever it may be. But the reality is that feeling is very limited. It's very ephemeral. Mm-hmm. You know, that in the end, what really brings lasting fulfillment for us is not gaining attention from others. It's from the value of what we're doing. And this is a really, I think, intrinsic thing that a lot of us sense on a certain level, but that this notion gets lost in the larger culture today where attention just seems to be so much more the ethos.
David Zweig's new book is Invisibles, The Power of Anonymous Work in an Age of Relentless Self-Promotion. All right, so what's the alternative to being a relentless self-promoter, a sort of nervous Facebook checker?
Well, what the people in my book show, and I met with these people in again, a wide range of industries, from a guy who is a structural engineer on skyscrapers to a guitar tech for a famous rock band to an interpreter at the UN. What they all show is that you can become incredibly successful and fulfilled by actually doing the opposite of what we're told that we need to do. That these are people in charge of sometimes multi-million dollar operations, in charge of large teams of workers with enormous responsibilities in their careers. And yet they got there by actually being very self-effacing, by not tooting their own horn, by seeing themselves as members of a team rather than as, you know, solo people. And you would think that these characteristics would not align with people who are at the tops of their fields, would not align with success, but it's actually the contrary. And that's what I found so remarkable about writing the book and meeting with all these people. They offer an alternative path to becoming successful and to becoming fulfilled.
I have to just ask the sort of counter question that some people sure. might be thinking to themselves based on their own experience. I met a guy one time who'd been a producer for a pretty famous TV show for many, many, many years. And at the time, I didn't know what a producer even was, really. And he was kind of bitter about it, to be honest. He'd been sort of behind the scenes. There was another person who was the face of the show. And he's like, I was the brains behind all of that. You know, he felt a little bit unhappy about having been one of these invisibles. How do you know it makes you so happy?
Well, then that wasn't the right job for him. Time and again, what you see is that when people enjoy what they're doing, that the value of their work, not the volume of their praise, is what's bringing them this really lasting reward. And then, of course, it becomes this kind of feedback loop that when you enjoy what you're doing, you tend to do a great job at it. And the evidence seems to show, both in the examples of all these people and their stories of what they're doing, and also there's a host of research that I cite in the book that shows that it's very encouraging and perhaps a bit surprising, but that good work does get recognized in the end. That we, of course, need to promote ourselves at certain times and in certain situations, but the evidence seems to show that, and again, you can just see it by the success of the people I profile in the book, that when you do a really great job, people do find out. And when you work as an altruistic worker and someone who's really a master collaborator, people recognize that and reward it. You don't have to be this person who's kind of tuning their own horn and, you know, shouting in the front of the room like that annoying kid in the front of the class waving his hand for the teacher's attention. You don't have to be that person in order to become very successful.
Author David Zweig's new book is Invisibles. He spoke with David Hyde here on The Record.